Why don't we begin with a prayer? Welcome to singing school. Let's ask the Lord's blessings or a prayer request you might have. I might mention Brother Chompis called me last night. He's needing to have the surgery and was a little disappointed with that, but thankful to, really thankful that his the people at work that are under him, that he's a manager, and the people at work, they apparently appreciated him so much that they got together to pay his hospital bill. Just amazing. And how's Jimmy? Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen him since last week, but he's pretty weak.
Okay.
Let's
pray. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, we thank you for your goodness again, bringing us together to see one another and to worship in your fear, wanting to learn more about you and be faithful to you. We thank you for the brothers and the sisters. Thank you for your healing when we're sick and strength to go through difficult times. We pray for Chompis, Brother Dalmian there in Mexico. Be near him, we ask. And also pray for Jimmy. Help him, Lord. Mercy on him. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father. Help us to learn something about singing this morning and to be a true, from the heart, a worshiper of you. Little story to begin with. Just had to chuckle thinking about this again. But I think I was in second grade in the little one-room schoolhouse, Crawltown Mennonite School, growing up. I was second grade, and so I was only there at that little one-room schoolhouse for the first 2 years of my school days. And then third grade, they built a new schoolhouse where we had multiple rooms in the school. Well, this little one-room schoolhouse, they tried to make two rooms by putting a partition down the middle of it. It was rolling. I actually had some rollers, and you could just move these rolling doors down through it. We'd have our devotions in the morning together, everyone, but then there was a upper room. When classes began, you'd push and put partitions down and close it off. Almost. There was a little spot at the entrance door, which is in the middle at the back, a little spot there where you could just walk around the partition. It didn't go right up against the door, the entrance door, so you could come in the door, go in that room, or come in this side with the first one, two, and three, grades one, two, and three. Well, it just so happened that once a week, when we had our music class together, at least once a week, we younger grades, when we had our music class, my Aunt Anna Mary was our school teacher, we would have our music class at the same time that the upper room was having their art class. And they'd be making something. They might even be varnishing a little wooden stool or something that they had made, or just drawing a picture or something, their art class. And art class was informal. The upper room, you know, and it was the same way with the younger room. We had our art class. You could just walk around and you could talk in a low whisper as well. It was a little informal. But, of course, our music class was pretty formal. But in music class, we would just sing. Oh, we would sing. And that's a challenge for us all, not just to sing well in our singing school, but to be ready to sing nice and loud and excitedly during congregational singing. But in our music class, we sang, and I remember we were working hard on some things like notes and so forth, and then the teacher said, "Let's just sing Jesus Loves Me." And we just yelled. I mean, we almost raised the roof. It was just, I remember we were just going at it. And as soon as we were done singing, one of the older boys, walk to that opening at the back there where, you know, you could peek around the corner. And I don't think he even peeked around the corner. He just walked over the opening and said, "Why don't you sing like that in devotions?" Our bubble was just pop. We were like, yeah. And in the morning, we would kind of just sing, you know. We were sort of grumpy in the morning still, maybe. We were a little shy, and we just wouldn't sing that great. So I still remember that feeling of being, having our bubble pop a little bit. But either way, we'll enjoy our time together. Let's just go ahead and begin with "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You." Ready? Remember our breathing beat. I hold out my hand. We have our note. See each other. Sound it out. All ready. And then on this hymn, I go breathe up and we come down on our first beat. Ready? First word. Joy. Okay.
Joy.
Hymn and start saying the words together. Well, let's start out with praise to God. That's the simple 1-2. Let's just say our, open it up to, let's see, number six, isn't it? Yes, number six. We're going to go 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2 like that again. Say the words. Well, we could just do. Let's say the numbers actually. So remember, what do I do? What do I do here at that measure, at that phrase bar there, or a measure bar actually as well? This is a phrase bar over here that's a thicker, more bold line, and we have a measure bar here, and there a measure bar and phrase bar fall on the same line right there. So what do we do with our beating pattern every time we come to the measure bar? Start over again. Very well, Sylvester. Start over again. So let's do it.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2,
2-2 means it's a beat here on every half note. One beat for every half note. And these are half notes, of course. What does a dot beside it, when we see a dot beside the note, how much more time does that add on to that note? Remember?
Half again
of the value of that note. A quarter note was right in this case. It would like add another quarter note to it. But half again the value, because if we're on a quarter note, I think I put that to where I can hardly grab that for you. Let me just lift that up. If we're singing a quarter note, it would have a dot beside it. Then we would want to add like a...
How much?
Like what note? We would, if it had a dot beside it, it would be like adding another... What note? What's half of a quarter?
Eight.
Another eighth note it would be. And a whole note with a dot beside it would be adding another half to it. So that's what a dot does. And so let's just go back here to these patterns. And let's do joyful, joyful. And that's just all in soprano. Not too loud, but just sing this, but 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going over from 1-2 to this pattern. 1-2-3-4. And where is the accent to be? Where can I say? Where is our accent at the very what point of my pattern? Yes, the very bottom point. So let's try this here. I'm going to do this pattern. See that? 1-2-3-4. Looks like a sailboat, but it also looks like waves. And we want our hymn to continue, don't we? Not to be choppy, but to continue. So it's like a wave as well. And that's the reason for the pattern. We're flowing. Okay? What's fun back there? Look up. All right. Let's make this pattern. And if you want to beat it a little bit, that's fine. You have enough room there. Don't hit somebody's ear. So okay. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're gonna sing the melody on this. Okay, joy is gonna be 1. joyful. Okay. One, two, three, four.
One, two, three,
okay.
Four.
Okay, now let's start over. You ready? Here we go. One, two, three, four.
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 I got time. That's a really good example of 4-4 timing here. You see how it says 4-4? So we know that if there's 4 beats per measure, see the measure there? You look at the measure bars, it's 4 beats, 4 beats, 4 beats. But over there, over at the end there, where God of glory, Lord, see that word Lord there has a dot beside the what note? What note is that? Or Lord? Quarter note, yes, quarter note. And so we're putting another eighth on that. So a quarter plus an eighth. And look, right after that, we have another eighth note. So eight and eight, two eighth notes make a what note? Two eighths together?
16.
Well, actually, two eighth notes, two eighths of a pie, two eighths of a pie make how much? Someone want to help me?
Quarter
pie. Okay. So we have that comes out to a quarter and a quarter. And over there, the next one is a half note. See that? The love. The word love is a half note. And how many quarters are in that? How many quarters are in a half?
Two.
So that's perfectly 4 beats. It comes out to 4 beats. All you do is do the math. And you can do it by a pie, or it's just fractions. So that's a pretty good example of 4-4 timing. Now let's try another one. Let's go back to this first beating pattern again. And let's do Joy to the World. Let's all be on soprano and do that slow enough that we can beat this out. And I'm going to tell you, the reason for this isn't that you need a leader up front every time you sing. No, you don't. But you know what it helps you do? It helps you, if you have this in your mind, this even this pattern a little bit, or you at least have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, you have it in your mind, in the back of your mind a little bit, then you know how long you have to hold out that last part over there. Lord of love. Don't go, God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unborn. That wouldn't be holding that out long enough. God of glory, Lord of love. You want to get that out, so hold that out long enough. So let's do Joy to the World. So everyone kind of softly on soprano, and now I'm going to beat this J pattern here. And this will help you stay together when we're singing it. You know how we run ahead sometimes. Last time we did great. Let me blow the pitch. Okay, yeah, that's good. We're going to kind of count. See if we can count.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1
See, we have a lot of slurs in there and things that make the hymn beautiful. Those dots beside those notes and changing like that, it makes the hymn beautiful rather than monotonous, rather than boring. So now let's just beat it. Ready? I'm going to do this J, and you watch every bar how my hand is supposed to come down. I can get messed up. And I do get messed up. Sing the words. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare it room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Just listen to my accent a little bit now as I do the chorus. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. You know, that sing has to have three beats on it there to be three eighth notes. And you learn that be a quarter and an eighth note. Then you learn to beat that out in your mind. Don't do it too evidently like that, because it'll sound a little funny, but in your mind you can do those pulses. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Helps you get those beats out there like that. Pretty simple. And one more. We're going to do 3-2 timing here. Three half notes are what each measure is supposed to have. Now my wife saw this here. If on A, quiet C, that A looks like, because of the copying there, it looks like a half note, but it's really, it looks like a quarter note. See, it's almost filled in. But it's a half note. You see a tiny bit of light in there on it? It's a half note. So three half notes complete a measure. So let's go and try this. Now remember, I'm going to have to start on three, because look, our first word on if on a quiet C, number five. Yeah. Our first word is actually on the third beat. See? So I'm going to start down here. I'm going to start here, and we're going to breathe out so that I can sweep up to number three. See that? One, two, three. One, two, three. So we're going to sweep up for the first one. Okay. Now let's say it together, the one, two, three, if we can. Go ahead.
I've got a question. So we breathe in on two, and then sing out on three, right?
Yes, you would breathe in on two.
Because you're anticipating starting on the third beat.
On the third beat. That's how, yeah. That's what has worked for me. So
that makes sense.
So here I kind of start in the middle with my hand, and I'm going to swing out, and we're going to sweep up on the first one. Ready? Okay, so we're going to say three to begin with, and then, okay. Three, one, two, three, one, two, three, three, one, two, 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 three. We just had two beats on the last there, but you know, one of the rules of singing is watch the leader, however long he chooses to hold out that last note on favoring the piano. You watch till he cuts you off. So, Okay. Let's go ahead and sing. Now we've tried all three, haven't we? All three patterns. I'm going to stand here, though, as we just go ahead and sing this, and I'm going to beat it out so you can watch my pattern as we sing the words. No,
if on a quiet sea torn heaven we calmly sail, with grateful hearts abroad to thee, we'll hold our faith regale. With grateful hearts abroad to thee, we'll hold our faith.
Someone give me the the fifth tier. What is it? E flat. Very good.
So this week was not feeling too good toward my brother, and I was leaving certain things that he'd do just bother me. And my mom told me to just be long-suffering and that it won't bother me. So
I thought about what David was saying about if things are ever hard or anything, just keep on going and you'll eventually get through it.
I thought about it. Something that David often tells me is storms never last.
I thought about something that David talks about a lot, that we need to always do what we need, do what we know is right at the time. And that's something that I'm working on.
I thought of one of the things that Jesus promised to us was that he'll never put anything on us that we can't bear, and that encourages me when I'm going through something.
This week, I had in my head thinking about in James 4, it says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you, and draw nigh unto God and he'll draw near unto you.
I was thinking that storms pass, no matter how dark it seems or how terrible the situation might seem, it always passes and the sun rises again.
One verse that helped me is that not to worry about what's going to happen in the future, just to take the stuff in front of me.
I thought about Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that helped me to just be content with what I have.
This week, my brothers and I had a project we had to do, a little job, and I wanted to go do something else. We were planning to do something else, but we had to get that thing done that night. And I remembered, as we were going through it, I remembered David had said, the only thing you can control is your attitude. So that really helped.
I've heard different people say that if you're going through a hard time, you got to keep on going because it will end. It won't just keep on.
Last week, Uncle David talked about when you're having a hard time and you don't seem like there's any light, just keep going. You'll get through it eventually.
The wisdom that I learned is the only thing that I can control is my attitude.
For next week, just take something from the message today that sticks out to you and maybe apply it this week, and just come back and tell us about maybe what it was that stuck out to you.